Cause it's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. With the Sponge and the Weasel leading the way, coming to you every Saturday. We got Father John Sweaty with his sweet, sweet tracks, and we got the Keepo with his animal facts. Penny, Buster, and Specky Steve, yeah, they're pretty shit folks, and they make you wanna leave. But lest I forget to mention, the man with the wicked intention. It's a topical, prodigal, so iconical, it's gonna be hysterical. I'm talking about the Chronicle, coming in your earways, all over your chin. Now everybody pregnant, and it's time to begin.
Welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. How are you, Weez?
I am full of diesel, ready to weasel.
Woo-hoo!
How good is that intro?
Never gets old.
We still need to put that pause in so that we have to stop pressing play.
Got to make the heavy lift to do something. Hey, Weez, we haven't had Specky Steve on the show for a while, but throughout the week, we got a share tip from the Penny Buster. In fact, we got a share tip from the Penny Buster about 4 months ago.
Yes, we did.
And we all sort of had a bit of a laugh, a chuckle about it.
Mm.
And it's up about 300%.
Only 300%.
Only 300%. And so anyway, Specky Steve's informant said, well, I'm actually on it as well.
Yeah.
I'm up about 14%. Yeah. And I went, you know what? I'm going to jump on board.
the grandma.
Grandma's jumping on board. Now, should we be trusting a share tip from the Penny Buster?
I wouldn't think so. But I don't think really anyone unless they're really into it.
Yeah, I'm going to give it
because you get told tips all the time, and if you invested in all of them,
yeah,
you'd lose a lot of money, I reckon.
You would. I'm going to give it a plug.
Yeah.
CTT.
Could be a scam. Get on it.
Who knows?
It's like a pyramid scheme.
Stop. Beware. They run out of a small Beanley shop in a mall. Anyway, Penny Buses.
Could be good. Specky Steve's tips, though. Jeez, they're on fire. They're on a lot fire. Of them, yeah. A lot of them are 100% up.
Yeah.
There's one that's about 100% down. Nah, it's 50% down.
50% down. Anyway. Well, we've actually, we've sold out of the majority of Specky's these days. But anyway. All right, big show coming up for you today. We've got the Chronicle and Father John, the new PG Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, and the Penny Buster's dropping in for the new format. And I believe he might even have an apology planned himself.
That's nice.
It's going to be
the show trial. He might be a bit nicer to us.
That's right.
He should apologize to us, not the listeners.
He really should apologize to us. All right, strap yourselves in. Here we go for another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. All right, Weez, it's time that we check in with the Chronicle and Father John. How are you, gentlemen? What's been happening?
Well, I'm just sorry to tell you.
Sounds like a lot.
You go first, Father John. You go first.
Look at these polite people. Yeah. They're just waiting for the other one to talk.
Yeah. Not much has been happening, mate. Just rolled a smoke in between casts.
Yeah, we're on to...
It's a long now week. It's a long
now
week.
That we've unveiled the curtain, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
This one.
Yeah, and good feedback on that apology song already, Father John.
One every week.
Lighting up the airways, my friend.
We've already got good feedback on the next song too. I don't even know what it is, but...
I know.
Messages are coming in. It's good.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It might not even exist.
Yeah. I can't wait to say, I like how you did some of the things in it, but... Hey, Chronicle, mate, you're getting closer to being able to go to the pub. Have you?
By the time this airs, he would have been in the pub.
Yes, that's right. So what's the deal there, mate? Do you have to stay sitting down? That's how it was over here.
Well, to be honest, I was I had this story planned basically to say I've been to the pub. Then remember that you guys have. Basically, let the cat out of the bag.
So you can still do it.
So, basically, Monday, pubs open up inside, and you'll have to sort of, it's obviously the beer gardens have been open, but yeah, the pubs have opened up inside, and you'll have to wear a mask until you sit down. And when you sit down, you can take your mask off. Some people might keep them on, depends how drunk they are trying to drink, but it'll be...
have a straw hole.
It'll be messy.
I've got a hole in my mask just so I can just pump Dari non-stop.
Can you smoke inside in the pub there or no? You got to go outside, obviously, I'm guessing.
No, it's not the 80s ways, so it's...
Oh, that's a shame.
it's such a shame. But literally, I've told you guys, last pint I had inside was October 23rd. I'm literally... I'm bloody tearing up just thinking about it. I told the owners of my local pub, I said, look, I'm leaving July 1st. Can you save me my bar seat and every day at 4 o'clock until I go? So they're going to set me up a little. They're going to set up a little my bar seat, a little sort of little thing that says, you know, reserved for the Chronicle,
mm-hmm. with an aura.
And pretty much, yeah. So look, boys, I'm like a kid at Christmas. I've never been so excited.
I hope they write that reserved for the little sign in red crayon for you. I think that'd be fitting.
Yeah.
But they pack the crowns away.
Yeah.
Put
them away. He's coming. Quick. Yeah. It's 3:58.
Are you using that red crown?
Hurry up. Oh, dear. Hey, actually, you know, today you're doing a poem about the age that you started smoking at Chronicle, which is quite disturbing, I find. But I've got to say, back in the day when we used to go to the pub wees, we used to sit in this booth.
The booth.
Right? The booth. We had some great times in this booth. And you could smoke inside and there'd just be drinks and there would just be ashtrays full of durries.
Yeah, I know where this is going.
Mate, tell me, how did you, like, you must have hated sitting there.
Oh, no, because
we were just constantly smoking.
Yeah, you adapt and overcome. It's no different to this studio with a deep fryer.
Well, true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was bad back then. Hey? Used to go out and you come home and you just absolutely stink of cigarettes. Your whole room would stink.
That's the dream, mate.
Oh, it was bad. Yeah. Go to the casino and everything just stopped.
Everywhere. It was good fun.
I thought you were going to say when I drank the beer that was full of the ashtray contents, I think. I sculled a beer full of the remnants of what was in there or something.
I've got to say, guys, never seen Wee's skull a drink, but he's one of the best scullers I've ever seen. And I can remember once he sculled a jug of beer. And he basically it went down the hatch and he sort of did this big sort of gorilla sort of
I was already wasted.
With his arms up and the empty jug was still in his hand and then it came back down in front of his mouth.
Was this at Fisho's? Because I think there's two jugs before it, if it's that one.
and he filled the jug back up perfectly to the level that it was. He just went straight back into it. And
it's still cold. It's delicious. I had it again.
It would have still been cold.
Yeah. I was like, anyone want a beer? Sponge, would you like a beer? It's still cold, mate. It's all good.
I probably said
but
yes.
But Wee's, talking about drinking, obviously, it's one of your worst nightmares when you sort of have a beer and you drink it and there's like, obviously, someone's been ashing or durry, like, you know, a couple of durry butts at Shirley Street with me and Father. That was like literally every 2 days. You'd drink a beer and then be like, someone had ash in it or someone would have put a durry butt in it. You'd be like, you get used to it after a while. You just drink it.
It's a bit of nutrients.
You obviously never get chucked away. So you're just sitting at a table full of empty cans. It's a mixed bag. So you're just sort of lucky dipping. We hope this was the one. It was like a big game of Russian roulette every afternoon.
Oh dear. Hey guys, I wanted to ask you, obviously I get a few questions from people saying that did these two guys really teach together back in the day?
And I wouldn't call it teaching, but yeah.
Shut up.
And we were paid.
And I'd love to know. I'd love to hear a little bit more about this. So can firstly tell us what year level did you guys teach in?
We just got some feedback on your stories.
Yeah.
The people that were asking loved it.
Yeah. Weasel checked the junk mail.
Father, you go first. I've got to roll the diary.
All right. So that pretty much sums it up. Can you take my class, mate? I've got to roll the diary. A good one. Yeah, so we're on year one together. And that's actually where I met the Cron. And came in, you know, bright-eyed, bushy. Yeah,
is it so teaching year one or in year or in year one?
From uni.
Are you the same age as Chronicle, or are you younger?
Nah, 3 years younger, I think.
Oh, okay, right. You're a spring chicken.
A bit more.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, leaving a few breadcrumbs for the listeners for our real identity.
Wait, hold up. Yeah. Did you finish uni at the same time?
No.
Chronicle's still going. Still looking for my last assignment.
Still trying to fish it out.
Yeah.
Doing a couple of trimesters.
Yeah. Sorry, go.
Yeah. So we met there, and I came in bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, like wanting to do a good job. And I swear, the day that I met the Cron, he goes, can you just cut that out? When we became friends, he goes, you need to stop that. Look here, mate, I've got IMF. Just, you don't need to plan. And yeah, I fell off the wagon pretty hard. He was disgusted in me for having a go.
Yeah. Stick to the schedule.
Is that a fair call, Chronicle?
Sorry?
Is that a fair call?
I wasn't listening.
No, I'm back now. She's all old. But no, but the worst thing is, Sponge, you're not getting out of this. Father John, I actually learned that trait from Sponge.
Oh, come on.
I bet you did. He's up there on his high horse.
Yeah. He's on his high horse with his deep fryer.
Oh, please.
And I used to like try Sponge and read Sponge is not kids liking this. In front of the kids, right?
Sponge is getting awkward.
Oh, dear. Okay, come on. So you're teaching in year one together. So Chronicle, how was teaching year one? Were you like, did you take to that well?
Well, I guess we're on the same wavelength in terms of mental capacity. So that sort of, it worked well for me.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, meeting up with Father John did not help. Like, I mean, I was a bit of a rogue unit before I met Father John, and then he came onto the scene, and then you want to impress him a bit. You want to like, oh, you know, I'm a teacher, but at the same time, I'm a bloody rogue unit. So, so I pushed some boundaries, and I showed him some, you know, showed him the ropes.
Yeah, a lot of finger pointing going on around here.
Yeah. So, you know, like, were you next to each other in the classroom or
same class?
What? Yeah. So basically, you know, Father and I, once we developed a very close relationship, you know, obviously,
were you two on the rooftop?
Developed a bond.
Forged a bond.
Developed a bond over our love of. Well, I wasn't smoking back then, but we developed our love over beer and acoustic rap music. And so basically we moved in together, and then once we lived together, we were working at the same school. And then Father John was teaching in a class. Yeah, Father John was teaching in a class, and I was in an office, basically just like in the same room, but just like there was a door with a window just sort of separating us. So... we'd live together, we'd go to school, and then I'd walk out and, you know, Father John would be, you know, reading a book, and I'd sort of sit there and try to get his attention. Like, I'd be doing anything I could, and you could see the smile in his face, like, I'm not falling for it. I'm not going to let him get to me. And then he'd stop. He'd stop mid-story and go, guys, can we just wait for Mr. Chronicle to leave the classroom, please?
Dear. So
then Cron said... Stop looking at me, I'll knock you out.
Yeah.
dear. So when did this all disband? How long did this dream team last for?
Bit too long.
I think it was... I just one day quit teaching. I was in a bit of a crossroads of my life. I went in and saw my principal. And I go on, oh, look, Mrs. X. just so you know, I'm not going to be putting an application for next year. And she, I thought she'd be like, oh, no, that's so bad. She goes, okay, thank you.
Yeah, we weren't going to accept your application.
You're expecting one of those movies where they go, I don't accept your resignation. Take that back.
They happily accepted our resignation. I'll give that a tip. Probably Father John, I reckon staff meetings are the worst, because I never took a staff meeting seriously, and I'd always try to, you know, throw in like a, you know, a little funny jibe here and there, and then Father John would be you'd hear Father John go like that. Everyone else would be like, "Oh, did he just say that?" And yeah, but I push some boundaries in staff meetings anyway. Love me.
Well, you know, back in those days, Sue Chronicle, you're right. You didn't smoke. You didn't smoke for a long time. From when I knew you, and that's something you picked up a little bit later on, and I believe that is the theme for our poem this week.
Yeah, it is actually. Credit to you, Sponge. You've obviously running out of ideas to do poems. I've got no motivation whatsoever. Mm. So you've set me through a few ideas, and
so he's got more ideas.
That was a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is the only one I could actually use, so I hope there's some better ones.
You could do one on your first beer.
Yeah, no, yeah, literally.
After lockdown. Do a poem on Monday.
Yeah, do a poem about Monday. Going to the pub for the first time since
actually,
October.
That's actually a great idea. I'm going to do a poem at the pub.
Yeah, with the
crowd. Yeah, take the napkins. Because you're not going to have any mates. Yeah.
No, I do have mates. I've got old Ronnie. Ronnie's 60. We have smokes together outside. Old Ronnie, we talk about bloody horse racing. We talk about dogs.
You get the bloody...
We talk about...
Get the father a bit jealous here.
Everything. Yeah.
Sounds like you two are an item.
Yeah.
Well, who's this Ronnie guy, mate?
Yeah.
I thought we were exclusive.
It's long distance.
Tell you what, Ronnie's two more weeks off a, you know, indoor pub session off a stroke, I reckon. He's at his run.
All right. Well, this week you're going to be talking about, what age was it that you started to pick up smoking?
Oh, will we learn it in it?
It was 28, and obviously I've told you boys quite a lot. I wish I started when I was a fetus, to be honest. I started so late.
You did.
And so this is obviously twist up one about, smoking at 28.
Very good. All right.
So the title of the poem, title of the poem is actually started, this is our, obviously, how low on endorphins I was. It's called Starting Smoking at 28. There was no witty title, nothing. It was just that.
I just checked the emails. No electricians have emailed in from RE.
No one's emailed in yet.
I think they're losing some. I think they're losing quite a few.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I got in early.
Yeah, very good. All right, Cron. Well, here we go. Starting smoking at 28.
When I was quite young, smoking never crossed my mind. Even being an alcoholic since 18, I mean, I got offered one all the time. It used to piss me off when your mates would leave the bar and head to the smoking area to suck down a dart. It didn't seem right, especially from the horrible pictures that were depicted. Never thought there would be the day that the Cron would get addicted. Fast forward 10 years and Falls Music Festival was over New Year's. It was a bloody good time, and gee, I sank 1,000 beers. But it was New Year's Eve, and people in my crew had a solution. They would quit smoking as a New Year's resolution. How hard could it be? So, you know, I was quite abrupt and told every bastard around me that the Cron is going to take it up. So I started that night, and boy, it was fun. I lunged a few packs back before we saw the sun. It was social. It was fun. You know what? In fact, it was outstanding. Sitting and drinking with your mates, sucking down that sweet lung candy. That smooth taste of Winnie Gold just made the heart flutter. it was the Chronicle's first real taste of that delicious lung butter. But when the festival finished, I wasn't done there. You know, quitting won't be a problem. I could do it without a care. But that didn't happen. Apart from everyone's warning, and I knew I was screwed when I had one with a coffee in the morning. Oh, you took up so late. You know, to a lot of people, it would stun. But as I keep on saying, it's hands down the best thing I've ever done. I mean, I've met some amazing people through smoking, all loving that sweet, sweet burn. Being able to roll a sickie is probably one of the greatest skills I've ever learned. The greatest combination on earth, you know, would be obviously a ciggy and a beer. I just wish I took it up much, much earlier in my drinking career. So, long live the darts. And as Gandhi once said, never fall asleep while you're smoking in bed.
Ron, 2021. Oh, I've messed up again.
Short and sharp, short and sharp.
Oh, I love it, Cron. That's
brilliant.
That's brilliant. I've never heard of it as lung butter before, but
lung butter.
That really
I've got quite a bit of butter.
Hit the spot. Yeah, absolutely.
Your sponsor should have been Winfield.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not allowed to sponsor anything anymore.
No, right? They're not a paid sponsor, they're just a verbal sponsor.
Yeah, unlike all of our other sponsors. All right.
Electricians.
Yeah, they pay heaps, hey, to be
Heaps. All right, so getting to know you this week. Gents, start with you, Father John. How many pairs of shoes do you own?
I got about 5, I think, and I've only bought one of them. The rest of them are stolen from friends. You know, you wear thongs around to someone's house and you're like, oh, just lend us a set of kicks, mate, and I'll get them back to you. And then they sit in your cupboard for a couple of weeks and then you make the decision to wear them to the pub that night. Well, they're yours now.
They're yours. What about you, Wace?
I've got a pair of thongs. That's my main pair. They get used 99% of the times.
Yep.
I guess I got a pair of work boots at work.
Yep.
I got a pair of gym shoes at work. They're brand new.
Okay.
So what do we got to 3?
3.
Then I got a pair of gym shoes at home.
So I've got 4.
All runners.
Yeah.
And then the missus has bought me a couple of pairs recently because she gets them from work for stuff all. So
right.
I've probably got about 8, which is way too many. I got a pair of dress shoes.
That is a lot. That's a lot.
I'm like a woman.
Yeah.
Oops. Mate, that's sexist. I want to know how much. Check that out.
How much running do you do in the runners?
Oh, none.
None.
With my back at the moment, I can't even run.
Oh,
jeez. Making him move a couch.
Cron? Yeah, I can't wait. Cron, what about you, mate?
So I've got actually 4. I obviously been over in the harsh environment in Scotland. I've got the old white shoes that are, you know, for going out. I've got the RMs.
Yep.
That are, you know, I feel quite arrogant having a pair of RMs, but I'll own a cowboy.
You must be rich.
Yeah.
Love them.
Put a few torps up in those RMs at school, and and then I've got a pair of joggers that are, you know, that the soles haven't seen a footpath, and but the last one is probably my most favourite pair would be hiking boots. I told you about the debacle walking to work in the ice.
Mm.
The hiking boots have got me out of a bit of trouble. So they're
right.
The pride and joy of the fleet.
I should just started with 4. I got 4.
I had 3 for years. I had my thongs, my runners, and then my RMs. I recently, about 6 months ago, I got myself a 4th pair. I got a pair of deck shoes.
Because I thought the boat.
The boat shoes. Yeah. I'm like, it's time to be an old man.
Yeah.
I'm going to get myself a pair of deck shoes. Oh, they do, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, Sponge, how are your RMs looking? Because mine are gone. I'm going to have to throw mine out. They have seen too many torps. They're done.
Yeah, mine are almost there, Cron.
Did you buy them at the same time?
Oh, I reckon they're pretty new around the same time. Yeah, but I think mine are about 8 or 9 years old. I got them resold about 2 years ago. But the leather's starting to fray. I'll get another 3 or 4 out of them, but
Jesus.
I've had mine resold twice since I've been here, actually. Due to the rough terrain.
Rough terrain, yeah.
But all I mean, it's tough. It's tough. Because they're so expensive too. They're so expensive. Think about ice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, question two. Do you believe in climate change, Chronicle?
See, when I obviously you've sent through the list and you sent through this question, and I went, I'm going to have to start writing the questions next week. It's
very political. I kind of thought that too.
Very political. You know,
actually, let's next week. Chronicle has the questions.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good.
Yeah. Just see what
I smoked that many durries, there would be a massive hole in the ozone layer just above Scotland in Aberdeen.
Okay, very good. Wes, what about you?
I think it's... climate change isn't like Santa Claus or what's something like
the Easter Bunny
or religion. Like, do you believe in it or not? I think it's pretty well proven that it is happening.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
okay. All
right. It's happening.
Yeah, Father John.
Yeah. No, we're all going to die soon.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
And then you need to repent.
And then you need to
come to your local father.
I think I believe in it, but it's bloody cold this morning.
Yeah, but it does.
It's been chilly.
It's not how it works, mate.
I don't know if
The keeper on. Let's get the keeper on. Let's.
I don't know if Greta needs to be so emotional about the whole thing. Well, anyway,
that's she's got some syndrome.
Anyway, whatever. Yeah. Question three. Question three. Would you rather be Jason Bourne or James Bond? Let's start with Wheeze.
I'm going Bond.
You're going Bond?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Really?
Matthew Damon. Matt Damon. Like, far out. Like, you know, believable. No. Nah.
Really?
He was at the pub the other day. How good is that? He did a live interview from an Australian pub at the TAB.
Yeah.
I'd be Bond. He's way cooler.
Yeah, right. Did you walk past and go, Bond, you're a... I can't
No, I didn't see him. No, it was just on the internet. Oh, okay, Matt Damon did a...
Wes walked past and said, Dapto, race two, number one.
Put your Hollywood money on it.
Yeah.
You wanker.
Yeah. That's right. What about you, Father John?
Can each way, you pussy.
I'd probably go Bond, just because, like, he has so many girlfriends, and if they ever get annoying, you know, they die anyway, so he's out of there.
That is true. That is so true. Every Bond film,
love martinis.
The female always goes.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah. I'm going Bourne. I'm going Bourne for sure.
Why is that?
Why is that? James Bond's a wanker. That's why.
No, he's cool.
You
love martinis, so.
No, I don't.
I always see you drinking martinis.
Do you? Yeah. With one pinky up.
With the pinky out.
With the pinky out.
You're good at gambling, too.
Yeah. What about you, Chronicle? Who are you being?
Crundoggle, are you there?
Sorry. I've got
What is going on here?
All right. Sorry, question four. Sorry.
I kept cutting out, but
there we go.
Yeah, go on.
He's cut out again.
He has. Yeah.
So.
Anyway, question four.
All right, that's all right. We'll get him back on in a minute. Question four. Father John, do you like camping? Are you a camping person?
I love camping. Because you can go out and get as silly as you want and do all the stupid things that you want to do in town, but nobody's there to see it apart from your closest.
Yeah, so right. Okay.
It's a perfect situation for me.
Yeah, all right. What, boys?
What about you, Sponge?
No, I hate camping.
You're there. Yeah.
I only camp under...
I'll ask the questions, mate.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I only camp under 4 or 5 stars. That's it.
La-dee-da.
Yeah. Wheeze, are you a camper? You're not a camper.
I don't camp much. I don't mind it, but I don't have all the gear or anything like that.
Yeah.
I've got no gear, no idea.
Do you have gear, Father John?
Just generally you get pissed at camping, so that sounds fun. Fires are good. Yeah. I'm a fire bug, so that's good.
Yeah. You got the gear? Okay.
Yeah, I got the bare minimum, just the swag and a good esky. That's all you need.
Chronicle, should I say Jason Bourne or Jason Bond? Do you like camping?
Jason Bond.
James Bond. I've got to get better questions.
Leave it with me. Leave it with me. Because I reckon it'd be so much easier writing four questions than doing a poem.
Did you get steal any of these from the Matthew Johns podcast?
No.
Okay. No. Some of them were kind of borrowed like last week.
From were they?
Yeah.
No. I
that was slightly readjusted.
Oh, okay. No.
Anyway,
no,
carry on. No. Do you like Camping Chronicle?
Yeah. And are you James Bond or Jason Bourne? You hate it?
So we talked about, Father John and myself talked about the Jason Bourne, James Bond, and I just went with Jason Bourne because he's got amnesia and there's quite a few things I want to forget.
Yeah, you're 100.
Yeah.
The newspaper article.
And when it comes to camping, I absolutely hate it. Like literally, I mean, all my mates back in Moree love going to Copeton, which is just outside of Inverell, love going camping. And, you know, they take me and they're like, oh, do you want to come? I'm like, no, I don't. No. Like, I don't want to go at all. And they say, no, come, it'll be a fun time. And you get there, you got to set up your tent. It's a horrible time. So, moral of the story is camping is terrible.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
very good. Well, you've got amnesia.
You heard it here first, folks.
You've got amnesia, but you definitely remember that you hate camping. So,
I probably should just leave with it.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Father John, you polished a turd this week, my friend.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Have you heard it?
Mate, I've got to say, so the song, tell us about the song that you picked
and why.
I picked Rockstar.
Yep.
Because it's one of the last ones in there. And,
what about the gym?
In the gym, yeah. The gym's going to take a bit of work, Wheeze. But,
it was a tough song.
I think, well, this song may or may not exist at this present moment.
Right.
Radio craft.
Pretty sure it does. But, you know,
like behind the curtain.
When I listened to it, was there a hint of harmonies there? Did I hear harmonies?
You mother cusser. don't you dare.
No. And you used the loop.
I love the drums.
You used the loop machine with drums, this one, didn't you? Was it the loop machine?
Yeah, no, there were drums.
Yeah.
And
the orchestra.
I didn't know.
Yeah, got the Sydney.
I didn't know you were mates with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
and he sung
quartet.
It was him singing a piece in it, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, that little cameo in there you can hear is my brother Ed.
Yeah.
Who else did I get in there?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Barnsley wanted to run, but you told him to go away.
Tupac was in there?
Yeah, Tupac's in there. Barnsley can go and cuss himself. But, enjoy. I've really pulled it all together this week for you.
Very good. Okay, well,
this could be one of the greatest songs ever.
It could be.
It's obviously not recorded yet.
I'm gonna bit of radio craft.
Got a week to do it.
The end.
I'll get the applause ready. It was good.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna play my version of Rockstar.
That was great, Father. Oh, we've got positive feedback.
Oh, dear.
That was your best.
I'm gonna play my version now, so everyone can hear it. So I wrote this with my bass player back in the day, and
Dr. Rock.
Enjoy.
You stand here, staring. I'm standing there looking into those eyes. Standing and staring. And all the time I'm waiting for you to be mine. And I know you tremble when you think of my hands on your skin. And I don't know if, I can't wait for this to begin. 'Cause I am your institution, and I am your revolution. And I know that you want me to, and I know that you wish that it wasn't true. Oh, oh, oh. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh no, no. Oh yeah, yeah.
All right, so that's a little bit of a rock star there for you. And Father John, it's now, thankfully,
he's recorded
you've gone off and you've recorded the song. So all that stuff we're joking about.
It's a real song now.
Yeah, it's a real song.
Jeez,
was it
good?
Was it hard?
Yeah. No, it came together pretty smoothly.
Yep.
He talking to him, mate.
But how good is it? A little bit of honesty for the listeners. Obviously, it's not recorded yet, and it will be, but I don't know how this time machine works. But I've texted Sponge yesterday, and I've gone, hey, mate, I've got the first song, but the second song, something's come up, and it's okay to record it later in the week, and you just edit it in. And Rob goes, yeah, mate, no worries. Enjoy the beers.
Yeah. Well, mate, you wrote, you know, like you two wrote Beers and Durries, and you talk about it's 3:15 on a Friday afternoon. I got that message from you at about 3:23. It's not rocket science.
Did you steal your mate's meat
early?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dear. Don't want to see Monday. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, guys.
The Chronicle wants to see Monday this time, though.
This is...
Pub's open.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's already open.
It is. It is open. This is Rockstar by Father John Sweaty. Enjoy.
Alrighty, if you can hear a bloody hum in the background, don't worry too much about it. It's just me father who's watching the NCIS on the television with Agent Gibbs.
Waiting, watching, waiting for you to become your own. Waiting, watching, all the time I'm waiting for you to be alone. And I know that you're scared, but what am I meaning if you really care? And I don't know if I can take this any longer. Cause I am your institution, and I am your revolution. And I know that you want me to, and I know that you wish that it wasn't true. Whoa. Yeah, yeah, staring. I'm standing there looking into those eyes. I'm standing and staring, and all the time I'm waiting for you to be mine. And I know you tremble when you think of my hands on your skin. And I don't know if I can wait for this to begin. Cause I am your institution, and I am your revolution. And I know that you want me to, and I know that you wish that it wasn't true. Whoa. Yeah, yeah. Cause I am your institution, and I am your revolution. And I know that you want me to, and I know that you wish that it wasn't true. Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Absolute cracker. It was worth the wait. Oh, it was worth the wait.
Wow, we've come in, recorded this live.
Chronicle, what do you reckon out of all the songs he's done, where would you rate that one?
Probably 5 out of 13.
Wow.
5 out of 13.
Jesus.
There you go. It doesn't get any
better. All right.
Wow. No love there. Yeah, that's actually this
is a biggest critic.
didn't hear anything.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's okay. The first time that's actually happened, listeners, by the way.
What's that?
Us pulling the wool over the line. Well, we didn't actually have one recorded. Normally we do have them done.
Yeah, well, yeah. We don't have them done. Father John does.
Yeah, sorry. Normally we do press play and it's
this
a real
is Father
applause.
John's
yeah.
cuss up.
Yeah.
normally Weasel does check the emails. Yeah.
Normally. Yeah.
But he didn't miss one.
Well, we just got some feedback though. And
yeah.
But the good. best thing is, Sponge, you'll be pestering Father all week saying, mate, have you done that song?
I reckon he won't get it.
You know, I want to do this. I want to put it up.
I reckon we're going to put this up.
How funny would it be if I didn't do it?
Yeah. I reckon we put it up with
the
song
in there.
We just
play
K-San. Yeah, just put K-San in there.
If we don't get one, that's happening. Don't get
it. Yeah, that's happening.
K-San. Leave it in.
Yeah.
It's definitely getting done then.
We've blackmailed him into it.
That's right. Very good. All right, gents. Well,
just put them both in.
We're going to get the Penny Buster on the line. I know that you're keen to stick around for this because
please.
Who knows what's coming this week?
A bit of LSD.
Yeah, who knows? All right, strap yourselves in. Penny's coming up. All right, it's time to check in with the Penny Buster. How are you going, Penny?
Hello, this is the Penny Buster. FFE, how can I help you?
Ah, Penny, this is the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. How have you been, my friend?
Oh my gosh, why are you guys calling me? Margaret! You said this guy's really going to call again.
Oh, just one more time. Please pass on a message. Say hello to the
Chron
from me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Sorry. All right. Let's go. What do you got?
Chronicle, does that bring back some good memories for you, hearing Margaret in the background there?
Yeah. Usually I'm not hearing her in the background, so it's a bit of a fresh change.
10 seconds of memories. Continue on.
Dear. So how have you been, Penny Buster? What's been happening over the last couple of weeks?
Oh, I was good until you guys called. I thought I was going to speak to you guys again. But look, I've been really busy.
Is that your guitar? Doesn't sound like Father John.
Yeah, I've got a little song for you at the end of my little redemption here.
Do you do any busking on the streets?
Been nice and busy.
Do you do any busking on the streets?
We do.
Supplement the income?
Absolutely. Absolute fortune. Went out there last night and made $2.25. But had to leave a little bit early because we had to get up early this morning. There was a festival on the beach and we had the metal detectors with all the kids making money from 3 a.m. this morning. So, we did it last week. I know it's a bit of a rehash of the last week's topic, but all good. Yeah, we've got
Hey, tell me.
Yeah, that's right. We go to Harvey Norman this morning, actually. So we go to Harvey Norman for 2 or 3 hours. Usually go pretend to buy a couch and just lift up the cushion and see if we can find any money. So we do that for 2 or 3 hours. And then at just before we go and buy the biggest TV possible. So we'll try and get maybe like an 85 incher. Because there's a big football game on tonight. So we get that, bring it home, watch the footy game and take it back tomorrow morning. We usually have a 48-hour grace period there. So,
very good.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, we're going to be done. Yeah, so that's quite good.
Really not worth the effort.
Yeah.
Go to JB what Hi-Fi else? And Specky Steve will sort you out, mate. mate, I've got to tell you, just before we get into this segment too much, we've had a bit of an awakening on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. We're trying to make it a more PG show that's more suitable for everyone and cut out the filth.
PC.
So, just a warning there. We've all apologised for the stuff that's been happening lately. I was wondering if you want to do the same.
So you want me to write an apology to you? Is that right? Maybe later?
Maybe later.
Email?
Yeah. Maybe later?
What, message? Well,
yeah, message? Yeah, message.
Well, how about I just sing you a song called I'm Not Apologizing for Nothing?
you don't have to.
So you're going to sing us a song.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. What's that sound? It's a Penny Buster. Oh, yeah. I'm not apologizing for nothing. You hear me? Not loud and clear. I'm not apologizing for nothing. Oh no! Yeah,
sounds like Father.
I hope this podcast doesn't last very long. It's a waste of time. People call me on Saturday mornings. Oh no, yeah. What the hell? Teddy, what the? Oh, yeah. The Brown's got no friends. He's got no friends. Oh no, he's got no friends. Oh no, oh yeah. What the town? Teddy, what the? Oh yeah. He busts the king. He's the king of FF.
The king.
Oh dear.
Run, did a nudie run through the FFP. People said, oh my god, the naked man running through FFP wearing nothing and he didn't have a penis. Oh no, what's that sound? Oh yeah, what type of noise does a truck make when it's reversing? Oh no, can you believe
he's
it?
Gonna hang
it's gonna
up.
Make this noise. See you later, FFP out.
There are some issues.
There you have it.
That wasn't an act, people.
Did someone put LSD in my coffee?
Just so you know, people, that is not an act. That's no
the
character.
The real Penny Buster, everyone.
And I thought I had Buster. Problems.
Well. Penny, are you still there?
Terrible, so, yeah. I thought he hung up.
Yeah, no, I came back. I've hung up.
Penny Buster, are you there?
All right, guys. Well, it's always interesting to check in with the Buster. I think I'm ready to go another couple of weeks without hearing from him.
Thank God we only record every 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Told you from the start. Oh, told dear. You from the start.
Well, look, until next week, guys, I hope you have a great week. I hope Father John twists up a really good song for this episode in the coming few days. look, live, laugh, love, and make sure.
Listen from multiple devices.
Yep.
Grab your friend's phone, press play, turn it down so they don't have to listen to it.
Yep. Tell your mates.
And always.
Listen from their phones.
Always sit down to pee when you're doing a podcast.
And always sit down to pee when you're doing a podcast. That is how we do it at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles now. Until next time, have a great week and we will see you soon.
Goodbye.